Are we all gonna like, oh, this is your culture? Shut up. Shut up. We're tired of it. We don't care. Do your culture in your land.
You pay about $5 a sack. They say it comes from an area in the mountains and are convinced the dirt is rich in minerals and vitamins.
Hey, but at least there's no racism. Welcome to the show, everybody. We've got some exciting developments on the white liberal woman front. Sabrina Carpenter broke out of the cage of brainwashing that she's also a part of, you know, brainwashing people. But she broke out this week because she just could not contain her disgust when one of the Sand Browns decided to interrupt her performance with some of her culture. Let's go to the video, huh?
Yeah. Is that what you're doing? I don't like it.
It's my culture.
That's your culture? Is yodeling? Making sure that we're good here.
All right. So when the pretenses are down, when the conditioning is not active, you see that the white woman reverts to her natural state of disgust with the brown foreign creature who decides to make a sound that to the brown foreigner is a sound of celebration and joy, but to the delicate, sophisticated ears of the white woman, sounds like a savage that needs to be wiped out. And Sabrina cannot understand why this has not been taken care of. Shouldn't she be separated from such a person? I gotta say, this has been a great moment because it shows you that right underneath the 70 to 80 years of brainwashing that has been inflicted upon specifically white liberal women, the natural impulses are just dying to break out, but they have no avenue. They have no space. The men have retreated to video games and being gay. So the women are just holding it in, but as soon as something like this happens, it just comes out. But she took a bunch of heat, of course, because the lefties, the real lefties, the brown commie lefties, are like, oh no, if she starts rejecting the most disgusting aspects of our coalition, soon this will break apart and we won't have any gay, trans, browns to salute. So we've got to beat her back into submission. So of course, the cancel lords came out and the educators came out, but all it did was make people go, yeah, this is gross and we don't want it around you. She of course apologized because she understands that her $1 million paychecks are connected to her pretending to love and embrace everyone, but you can be sure that they will be instituting some TSA level security at her concerts going forward and letting people know, hey, no, none of this desert yodeling crap that you're doing. Anybody makes any yodeling sounds and you're gonna get tackled like a 14-year-old on Epstein's Island. Got it? Let's check this out. Okay, so first of all, this is where they're like trying to educate you. Oh, this is our culture. It's so special. You have to love us. And of course, let's see who it is that wants to educate us. Is it a lesbian or is it a liberal man? Let's play that game, huh, folks? Is it a lesbian or is it a liberal man? I don't know. I can't tell. He could be a journalist or a woman who's really good at plumbing. We'll find out after this commercial. Don't forget to go to my website, everybody, and register to be on my mailing list. This is the way I stay in touch with people, even if I get censored off the social medias, because as we know, our freedom can be taken from us at any moment. Since everybody's a pussy and decides that they're just gonna go with the flow. You can go there, you can sign up for free and register to be part of my mailing list. You can also become a premium member, which entitles you to exclusive content, live streams, merch, this sort of stuff. And you can also check out my tour dates. I am still on tour. God help us all, I'm doing comedy. And you can get your tickets, check out my tour dates. This summer I will be in Florida and I'm gonna be adding dates, so make sure you stay on top of that. This hero, Caleb Hammer, decides that he's going to come to Sabrina Carpenter's, well, actually not defense, attack. He goes, I legitimately enjoy Sabrina's music. First of all, nobody legitimately enjoys Sabrina's music. It's been created in a vat, along with her, by the way. I think they took some of Hillary Clinton's DNA and they found some, you know, sophisticated homeless guy on the street, and then you got Sabrina Carpenter, because they're doing everything to try to make this girl sexy, and she's got the sex appeal of a peanut, okay? I'm sure she can sing, maybe, I don't know. These people, there's really not a lot of criteria for being able to sing these days, you know? Back in the day, we used to have like Whitney Houston and Celine Dion, and I know Celine Dion might be like a satanic whore or whatever, but she could sing. The woman could sing, okay? Whatever sacrifices she made to Moloch, she got her rewards. But these days, we get these artists who are making the sacrifices to Moloch, and we're not even getting any decent music. And frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of turning on the radio and hearing things like,
oh, 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 I'm such a slut and I love it. Ooh, I love aborting my babies. Ooh, 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 let all the grounds in as long as they're not at my concert yodeling, yodeling.
All you gotta do is put a beat on that and you got a hit. So frankly, I'm tired of it. So whatever you guys are doing, I don't know, you're not doing the right sacrifices to Moloch, because we really need another Whitney Houston. That's what we need. I can't listen to this crap anymore. I don't listen to music anymore. I don't know what happened. Something changed in me where I cannot listen. I can't stand this music anymore. Maybe it's because I got baptized and now I feel like it's all evil. But I just can't. I can't. It's not even like, I'm not even consciously thinking about it. I just feel a natural disgust and aversion to music. I can go back and listen to some classics. I can listen to some Gregorian chants, but I can't listen to modern day music, okay? And don't come at me with, you haven't heard of, you know what I'm talking about, okay? Whatever obscure artist that you found on SoundCloud or wherever the hell you found them, that's not what I'm talking about. Those are not the people that are being pushed. So please, get off me. Getting back, Cam over here says, she deserved this backlash. She spent the past few years fueling the toxic online gender wars. I actually agree with that. She went on and said some shit about how we don't need men and men suck and all this stuff. And it's like, if we were to go look at backstage and all the stagehands and the people responsible for her lights and her music working, I guarantee you they're all men. There's probably maybe one or two butch dykes in the mix, but mostly they're men and they're watching you talk shit, okay? Also, those are the exact kind of people who will eat you alive at the moment you slightly step out of line or make a joke or disagree. You know what? You know what? Maybe, Caleb, maybe you and I are in agreement with this. I'm sorry, I judged you. I judged a book by its cover. You do still look like a lesbian. You do. And nothing's going to change that. But I apologize for judging you too harshly, because, you know, you make a good point. Yeah, this is exactly, she belongs to the tribe of people who will eat you alive when you make a joke and will salute them. Here's the disgusting thing that was happening. And this is what, they, by the way, they post this video to try to be like, look how uneducated and uninformed Sabrina Carpenter's opinion was. She didn't even know how great our culture is. And then she posts a woman who looks like a blind snake charmer who's lost total control of her tongue and is having a seizure, pretty much, right? We're like, what's going on? So here's this, you know, and here's the thing, guys, here's the thing. I'm not in favor of the Palestinians getting annihilated on their own land and pushed off of their own land. Okay, I'm not. But when they have one of these flags in their bio, it's like the new Ukraine flag where you just like signal to everyone that you're on board with the new communist thing and I'm part of the group and look at how awesome I am. Anyway, so she says, to anyone who's uncultured, here's a Zagruta sound. I guess that's what it's called, which is clearly not your, I don't care. I don't care. It's a form of celebration at weddings. Cool. A form of celebration where? Not Norway, not England, not Ireland, and not America. If I was in, you know, Pakistan, Palestine, whatever, and you do this sound and I get upset, you're right. I'm infringing upon your culture. But when you come here and you act like the same desert nomad who doesn't understand, like you're in a new setting and you refuse to adjust because you're not going to betray your culture. Sorry, you're going to get punched in the face. That's what's going to happen. You're just going to get punched in the face. And no, and you know what? Frankly, where we're going, nobody's going to care about your tears because you guys have milked that victim cow for so long that we're frankly tired of it. Let me just play this because it's literally a joke. And look at her hype man.
What? What is she doing?
She's screaming. Look at that. Oh my God, I've never done it in my life. I'm an expert desert yodeler. Are we all gonna like, oh, this is your culture? Shut up. Shut up. We're tired of it. We don't care. Do your culture in your land. This whole thing where immigrants move to another country. By the way, you guys all know I'm a first generation immigrant, so I'm talking for me too. When they move to another country and they're like, they have like this like, it's like a noble thing to preserve our culture. I'm like, first of all, isn't your culture the reason you left your country in the first place? Didn't your culture make your country the absolute shithole it was in the first place, and you wanted to leave it because you didn't like that? So what exactly are you trying to preserve? Poverty, degeneracy, idiocy, lack of sophistication, not having running water? What are you trying to preserve? That I don't buy it. It's stupid. It's idiotic. If you want to preserve your culture, stay in your culture. That's it. Stay in your country where your culture abounds, you are surrounded by people who understand your culture, you can protect it against invading forces there. That's noble to do that there. But when you leave and then you do it in the new Western culture country who has clearly a superior culture because they have built a country that you are fleeing to, and you start talking about how noble it is that you preserve your culture, what you're doing is you're giving yourself a false virtue because you feel guilt, as you should, about abandoning your people back home because you know that they're a bunch of idiotic morons who are subject to incredible levels of corruption or won't get it together or smash anybody with any skills, which is why the high IQ ones tend to leave. And now you're trying to give yourself some kind of soothing balm to the guilt you feel like, okay, I left, but look, I preserved my culture in this new hostile environment to my culture. It's like, no. Mm-mm. Also, it's not going to last. Like, 3 generations is what I give you, maximum. 3 generations. That's a maximum, right? But usually by the 3rd or 4th generation, that immigrant group has forgotten whatever traditional culture you were trying to preserve. So if that's so important to you, which it is, I think these cultures of the world are important, but you got to understand that if that is like your super important thing, then you should just stay there and try to make it better where you are, or accept that that's how it's going to be. But you've decided that preserving your culture is more important than your own personal, economic, spiritual, whatever thing you're leaving the country for, development. I didn't feel that way. That's why I have fully assimilated into being American, to the point that as a woman, I talk back to men. That would not be acceptable in my culture. But I have seen that the American culture of women talking back to men is superior. So I have fully assimilated into it. And so when you come here in this new culture that I have fully assimilated into, that I love, and you do your stupid desert shit, I'm going to be like, that's disgusting. Remember when we used to shame immigrants? You guys remember? I know about this because, you know, when I was a kid, we'd be out in public in the Bronx, and I would try to talk Albanian to my brother, and he would just look at me and be like, shut the fuck up, we're talking English. We're in America now. Don't talk that shit here. That's what he'd say. And I was like, yeah, yeah. He was right. He was right. And you know what would happen when I remember one time in kindergarten, I brought some weird Albanian food for snack food. Remember you had snack time in kindergarten, you had to pack a snack. All the other kids had like handy snacks and Oscar Mayer wiener and like whatever new thing was going to give them cancer in a few years or ADD. But my Albanian mother made a traditional Albanian like snack food, and then she didn't have any way to wrap it because she didn't realize that you should wrap things in aluminum foil that are going to give your kids Alzheimer's when they're old. So she wrapped it in some paper napkins and then put it inside of a cereal box and gave it to me to go to kindergarten. And do you know what I felt when it was time for me to get my snack? I felt shame. I knew that what my mother had done was a disgusting act of cultural preservation that made me stand out amongst the children as other than. Even the freaking Puerto Ricans had handy snacks. How hard is it to give me some crackers and spreadable cheese with a minimum amount of dairy, mother? How hard is it so that I can fit in with the other children? I came home that day and I said, you're done to me. And don't do this desert yodeling thing in this house. We're American now, bitch. And then I put a piece of hay in my mouth and a Confederate flag on my bike. And I ran around the neighborhood screaming, segregate us. This is getting out of hand. Okay. But it's true. You know, she packed me the snack and I remember when it was time to go get the snacks and because they would label them and then, you know, the teacher was like, go, come get your snacks. But I did not go get my snack because I was so embarrassed about what I had brought in. Of course, you know how teachers are. They know you're embarrassed about something, so they make a show of it. My teacher calls out, who's got the box with the thing in it? And I go up there, she opens it up and she goes, what is this? In front of the whole class, she's like, what is this? How do I tell her what my mother's an immigrant poor person who doesn't understand how to assimilate? How do I explain that as a five-year-old in front of all the other Puerto Rican children that are pretending to be American? How do I do that? I don't know. So from that day forward, I decided that I was going to assimilate into the American culture, and that's why I was fat for so long. Let's move on. And let's support our newest sponsor, the Wool Shire. The Wool Shire makes a 100% American-made pillow. This man has created the industrial mechanisms to manufacture wool on American soil, something that had been sold out by the globalists to China. This man has brought back to American territory. So it's more than just about a pillow.
Oh, Leonardo, but this pillow's expensive.
Yes, because the man is paying American wages to his employees. He is growing American-made wool. These are American lambs. They're so American that every lamb has an AR-15. Can you say that about the lambs in China? I don't think so. So support the Wool Shire, get a pillow, bring some manufacturing back to American territory, stop buying your microplastic filled pillows from Taiwan or wherever you're getting them from. They're also making you gay.
But she deserved the backlash because what she said to the fan was actually rude.
Who cares, Tara? Who cares? Oh, that's why you care. I should have known. See what I mean? The care women and a certain group of people care about being sensitive and nice more than they care about the truth. And this is why everything's f***ed up. And frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. So I'm kicking in the door and I'm hurting everybody's feelings. And if you got a problem with it, pick up a tissue and go wipe your p***. Because we're done. We're done with this, okay? Because now we're in a situation. I like this because now she's become a meme. Is that your culture? I don't like it. Yeah. Simple. It would be rude if I went to Mamdani's house in the middle of Pakistan and they were all eating with their fingers and I'm like, ew. That would be rude because I came to your home and did that. But you come here and you force your savagery on us and I say, not in this house. And you go, oh, you're being whatever. You're gaslighting me and you're an abuser. So for a group that's so sensitive about boundaries, you certainly don't respect them when they're Western boundaries of culture and sophistication. Anyway, this is what happens now, right? Because now we're there harping on our feelings about the poor Haitians. If you guys didn't see this, the House Republicans and Democrats passed the bill to give Haitians temporary protected status for 3 years because, and I quote, they said that being sent back to Haiti would threaten their lives. Why would that be the case? Why would it be life-threatening for Haitians to go live amongst other Haitians? Haiti, after all, was formed after the slaves revolted at the end of the 1700s, around 1790, when they revolted against their oppressive French colonial masters, decided they wanted to be free, killed all the white people on the island who were responsible for growing the food, didn't think about that, went so bad they killed all the mixed race children. They didn't even want anybody with any white blood on the island. They said, we're gonna build Wakanda. And they did. It just turns out that Wakanda is not the super technologically advanced place you saw in a Marvel movie. It's filled with starving children eating mud cakes because their parents are too retarded to figure out that they are on a lush tropical island where they could easily grow a few fruit trees and nut trees and they could go fishing. Forget about farming. It's too much to think that far into the future. Fine. But they can't figure out how to have an adequate food supply. There are no white people there, by the way. There are no white people interfering. I mean, I know the Clintons did some shit, but this has been going on for quite a while. Okay, let's watch this.
They look a lot like pancakes or cookies.
Well,
the recipe
it looks like concrete. But
here in Haiti, women spend entire days making them. Grandmothers, daughters, and younger girls. Infants are nursed while mothers work the mix. Kids seem to enjoy them, at least when our camera was around.
That doesn't look like enjoyment, but okay.
But these patties, known as bonbon terres by the Haitians who eat them, are a grim reminder of just how poor this Caribbean nation is. They aren't sweet. They're hard to swallow and add almost nothing in terms of nutrition.
Why? This is what I don't understand. I don't understand. Why are you literally eating? These are mud cakes, by the way. We're going to get into that in a second. If they add almost nothing of nutritional value. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying about the retardation? Okay. And here's the thing. One could feel bad for them if this is just some travesty that befell them to nothing to do with them. But the fact that this comes from a direct result of their ancestors' actions of killing all the white people who were actually keeping the island running because in their hubris, they saw the lives that the white slave owners had and thought, oh, if I kill them, then I can have that life, not realizing like, oh, there's a lot more that goes into it than just taking over something someone has. In their hubris, they decided to kill the only people that were actually keeping them alive, and now they are subject to the effects of their own actions. And once again, a certain group of people wants to come in and rescue their bioweapon from the consequences of their own actions. Sorry, but this is not how people learn. Because what do they do when you import them? Do they go around murdering, stealing, thieving? Oh, so they're just going to create Haiti in America. You understand? Because you haven't learned anything. Neither the whites who are acting as the saviors nor the Haitians who want to kill them have learned anything about how to put things in their proper hierarchical order.
Because the cookies are actually made of dirt.
It fills your stomach. When we haven't eaten anything, this dirt cookie fills your stomach.
Created, sold, and even hoarded by women here in the poorest section of the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
Now you might be thinking, okay, all right, this, I get it. You want to fill your stomach. They're going to just take what's around them and they're going to make something and it'll carry them over until they can plant or farm something. Okay. But no, they're paying for the dirt, but the dirt that is readily available on the whole island is being sold to them by other Haitians. And they're told these other Haitians have figured out a scam. I'm going to scam my own people. Nobody's working together. Everybody's trying to scam one off the other. When the white people weren't there for them to steal from and murder anymore, they turned their natural predilections on each other, which is what we see happens. That's why we see the rates of black on black crime are higher than anybody on black crime. Okay?
City Soleil in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Small amounts of vegetable shortening, salt, and occasionally sugar are mixed
Let's
in
go to the
now
part.
A center of animal parts and trash. Cookies is Denise's sole source.
It makes us sick, but not the way it would to anybody who's not used to eating it. Our system is kind of used to it.
We're used to eating shit. No problem.
Slump,
okay.
Sold at an enormous markup to the women who pay about $5 a sack. They say it comes from an area in the mountains and are convinced the dirt is rich in minerals and vitamins.
They literally take the dirt from one corner of Haiti and they sell it to another corner of Haiti. But because the superstition voodoo culture goes, oh no, this is the special dirt. This dirt has the minerals. We're going to pay for this.
Don't have the money. They're happy, indeed eager to buy the dirt on credit. If it rains or the sun is blocked, the cookies can't dry out. And women actually end up owing money on the dirt they've purchased.
Now, let's just do a little thought experiment. If, say, a few entrepreneurial men found their ways down in Haiti and said to the people, hey, listen, things aren't going so good for you. You're eating dirt cookies, you're barbecuing each other on the grill. What if we could make things easier? And all it takes is a little cooperation. Well, we're listening, white man. What you got? Do you got some more special dirt? No. I've got these seeds here. And here's the thing. If we put these seeds in the soil and we put some water and a little bit of fertilizer in a little bit of time, you're going to have food. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of you guys here. So there's only 5 of us. We literally can't do all this work. Do you think you guys could help us and then you'll get some food? And, you know, in the meantime, we'll teach you how to build some homes and get some water. And all we really need in exchange is just a few of those crops that grow to keep paying for the crops that we're going to be importing. Do you think they would say, that sounds like slavery and we're free of that. Give me my mud cakes, white man. No. So... just say.
Now share the streets of the country. The most powerful one goes by the name Barbecue. This is Jimmy Chirissier, or Barbecue, sitting between his 2 bodyguards. Without their protection, we would not have been able to film in the neighborhood without being robbed. Wearing a multicolored t-shirt and casual shorts, we discover he is rather friendly.
Barbecue, c'est là, elle est sortie. C'est juste parce que maman m'était qu'on fait manger cuit pour vendre. et qui était chargé l'autre Jimmy dans quartier pour te différencier ma Jimmy ça au télé barbecue.
And the rest is history.
They call me barbecue because I barbecue my enemies and eat them since we haven't figured out how to grow corn. Barbecue is just taken after the original barbecue, Toussaint Louverture, who made sure he got rid of racism and food. Hey, but at least there's no racism on the island because there's no white people. Am I right, folks?
As the footage shows, the reality is much more morbid. Barbecue's speciality, burning down houses with the residents still inside. The new leader of Port-au-Prince is the head of the G9.
They call me barbecue because I wanted to be different. Actually, they call him barbecue because he barbecues his victims alive. Love it. Gotta love it.
A federation of 9 gangs that control a sizable area of the city's neighborhoods. However, Jimmy Cherissier has not always been abandoned. In 2018, he was a police officer. Only in Haiti can one go from cop to gang leader.
No, I wouldn't say only in Haiti. I'd say maybe some places in Chicago and Detroit and other establishments.
On the other hand, he wants to show us his kitten.
But I like the cat. I don't barbecue him because he's a cat.
Yes, I shot one.
Through the wood?
Yeah, c'est à moi.
Today, Jimmy Cherissier wants to make it seem as if he's a respectable man.
Ah, interesting. I mean, what's the lesson here, folks? What's the lesson? Maybe a little bit of racism goes a long way. Maybe we can take a little bit of racism so that the kids don't have to eat mud cakes and shoot each other in the street and then barbecue the corpses so they can have some protein. I don't know.